Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies, as well as what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we are welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Venus and Mars in our evening skies. Venus will be in the west just after sunset, and Mars will be towards the southwest. Now, the moon this week will be a mere crescent.
And I understand that you have more information on an important discovery of water and ice somewhere in the solar system?
Absolutely. We are returning to the asteroid belt and to Ceres, that magnificent dwarf planet that was recently the target of NASA's Dawn spacecraft. Scientists have been analyzing the flood of data that has been downloaded to Earth from Dawn, and within this data is a treasure trove of revelations regarding water on Ceres. The data shows that there is water on Ceres, not just some, but a lot. In fact, it's a case of water everywhere.
And does this mean it's good, clean, crystal clear drinking water? So if you and I were thirsty and we just happened to stop there, we'd be able to be in good shape?
Unfortunately, it's not quite so clean. It's a little bit dirty.
What's in it, Christopher?
Well, most of this water is frozen solid and mixed up a little bit with some of the rock on the surface of Ceres. Not exactly nice, clean drinking water.
Right.
What's really cool about this data is not only that it shows definitively that water ice can exist in the asteroid belt, but it also hints that there may be liquid water beneath the surface. Dawn was able to sniff out this water using an awesome instrument called GRAND. This stands for the Gamma Ray and Neutron Detector. This wicked piece of kit was able to sniff out hydrogen in Ceres' crust.
And so it was the hydrogen that led him to the water?
It was. As you know, water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen. That's why it has the chemical symbol H2O. It was this hydrogen that led Dawn to massive amounts of water ice.
So if you get some kind of strainer to get the rock out of the water, is it then drinkable?
Absolutely. You're probably looking at some of the finest quality water in the solar system.
We just got to get that transportation mechanism there.
It's a long way to go for a cool glass of water.
Christopher Phillips and another fun Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week.